With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Japan's prime minister is in Washington for an official visit at the White House.
The U.S. and Japan are solid allies and both share concerns about communist China. But today's talks between President Biden and Prime Minister Kishida come at a rare moment of public difference between the two nations. Last month, the president announced that he opposed the planned sale of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel to Nippon Steel of Japan.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNNews.com, Arizona has become center stage in the national abortion debate after the state Supreme Court ruled that the state may enforce a strict abortion ban on the books since 1864. Bob Agnew with that report.
The ruling has Democrats hoping to strike fear in the hearts of American voters that GOP victories in November will translate into new abortion restrictions, both at the state and federal levels. Vice President Kamala Harris will echo that message when she pays a visit to Arizona on Friday. In the past, Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake has praised the 1864 law, but following the court's decision, she's now calling on the governor and state lawmakers to replace it with a more moderate alternative. Bob Agnew reporting.
In consumer news, Ford recalling nearly 43,000 small SUVs. It's because gasoline can leak from the fuel injectors onto hot engine surfaces, increasing the risk of fire. It covers certain Bronco Sport SUVs from the 2022 and 2023 model years, as well as Escape SUVs from 2022, all with 1.5-liter engines. Owners were to be notified by letter starting April 1st. On Wall Street, traders are pulling back on bets for coming cuts to interest rates by the Fed. The Dow is now down 558 points. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about artificial intelligence.
The Barna Group, a Christian research firm, has released a poll that indicates that 73% of moms and dads have concerns about their kids using AI tools on their phones and computers. 25% say they fear that using AI will negatively impact their children's ability to think for themselves. However, the Barna survey also reveals that not very many parents are actively seeking to learn more about artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats think abortion will be a winning issue for them in November, but pro-life advocates think the opposite might be true. The Faith and Freedom Coalition says that it plans to contact millions of voters of faith between now and the election to make sure they know what President Biden stands for on abortion. The Family Research Council says it will encourage former President Trump, if reelected, to reverse Biden administration policies that expand abortion. This is SRN News. Negotiators for Israel and Hamas continue to talk in circles over a potential ceasefire deal. We have the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The latest exchange between Israeli negotiators and their counterparts from the Hamas terrorist organization, both sides ostensibly seeking a mini Palestinian prisoners per single hostage deal, can be described as, "We reject it and we're studying it." In a statement on Tuesday, Hamas dismissed the latest Israeli offer as intransigent and not meeting any of the Hamas demands, but added they will study it. For Israel, accepting the Hamas terms means an end to its forces in Gaza before completing its off-stated missions, including the release from incarceration of scores of hundreds of prisoners, after which it remains a virtual certainty its hostages will still not be accounted for, an impossible choice for Prime Minister Netanyahu. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.